The Naked Brunch. Two novellas, written by William Pauley III and Zachary T. Owen. Narrated by William Pauley III, Zachary T. Owen, Kit Fontaine, and Steve Zuffino. Introduction. What you're about to read is kind of unusual. It is a non-collaborative collaboration. In fact, this introduction is literally the only text in the entire book that we wrote together. We hope you enjoy our weird little stories. William Pauley III and Zachary T. Owen. The Naked Brunch by William Pauley III. Narrated by William Pauley III. Birthday. It was his 33rd birthday, but also his first. And by first, I don't mean his first complete revolution around the sun. I mean his very first birthday. His birthday. The day he exited his mother's womb. However, it was not his mother's womb, per se, as his mother wasn't even present for his birth at all. In fact, she was several miles away, unaware any of this was even happening. And the womb he was exiting wasn't necessarily a womb at all, mind you. More like a hot tub, but smaller, like a one-person hot tub. Or, I suppose, just a regular tub. Filled with boiling mud and magma, complete with sulfur burps, instead of actual water. Primordial soup, as it's called. The glowing, glimmering gunk hole from which all living things are born. His hands burst from the sludge and the grime, and his fingers gripped desperately at the earth, seeking leverage and eventually finding it in the form of a rather large tree root. He pulled himself from the soup completely, expelling the last of his energy, and for several minutes he laid there alone, shivering on the cold dirt ground, naked, afraid, and stupid. Not a thought in his head. A newborn babe in every sense. Well, not taking into account his shape. The body, I mean, which looked like most other 33-year-old bodies, frumpy, hairy, a massive gut with slight ample breasts attached to skinny limbs, a patchy black beard and a head full of hair, about 6 inches in length all around, except for the shiny patch of skin at his crown, where his hair was thinning dramatically and would likely continue for the next few years, baldness spreading like wildfire, unable to be stopped or bargained with, until the entire top of his head was exposed, like some sort of flesh convertible, I suppose, but of course without the fun. There's a good chance he would have laid there in that very position, fetal, thumb in mouth, crying, for the rest of his short life, pissing and shitting and moaning until his organs all failed from either thirst or hunger, or until some greater animal or insect finally came along to eat him up. However, only minutes after his birth, he was greeted by a tall, just as naked, man, with a thick, full black beard and totally bald head. He was carrying a large bucket of original recipe KFC in one hand and a half-eaten drumstick in the other. He pressed the drumstick firmly against the newborn's face and smiled. "Happy birthday, mate," the man said, not expecting a response and not getting one. Well, unless you count sobbing into the dirt as a form of response. The chicken man sifted through the contents of his bucket, pushing aside the greasy breasts, and removing a small black brick, no bigger than a bar of soap, covered in an unknown substance, a viscous gel, brown in color, and the man proceeded to shove the brick into the newborn's mouth, somewhat violently and absolutely rudely, and forced his teeth to bite into it by jamming the heel of his hand upon the bottom edge of his jawbone repeatedly until the little red light on the outer end of the brick awakened, accompanied by a short series of eardrum-piercing beeps, at which the man removed the brick and tossed it back into the bucket.
"Now you know stuff," the chicken man said.
"Now I know stuff," the newborn repeated.
"And now I must apologize for eating in front of you, seeing as that now you realize it was rude of me to do so," the chicken man said. "You see, I had a long night, and that turned into a short morning. I had no time for breakfast, so I'm eating lunch early."
"Oh, looks pretty good," the newborn said.
"It is good, but KFC chicken buckets are not rubber-class food. You know better, newborn," the chicken man said. The newborn looked down at his naked wrist.
"Ah, right,"
Sample complete. Ready to continue?